One more Oreo. One more Oreo.
One more Oreo?
Yeah.
This is going to be our intro. You saying one more Oreo.
Oh, man.
Are those, hold on, are those regular Oreos? Double stuff, mega stuff?
Regular.
Why wouldn't you go double stuff?
Too much.
No way you just said that.
It's too much.
You're joking.
I swear to God.
You're joking. What do you mean it's too much? Is that whole milk? Dude, milk in milk 2%. All right, it's at least a skim. Milk in a clear cup freaks me out. Absolutely freaks me out.
Why?
It's disgusting. You're having another one. How many Oreos, Bonds? Oh, he's got two more. Yeah, he's mid-chew right now. I think that's his second one or third one in the mouth. So he eats five at a time. I usually go three or four at a time. So it's not psychopathic behavior.
I go six.
Six? Wow. But single stuff.
Single stuff.
You're absolutely out of your mind. Yo, what's happening, guys? Welcome to episode number 5. It's your boy Rags. We got Bonzer sitting next to me, virtually 3 hours away. Got to switch up the intro this time because Bonzer's wife informed him and myself that she really did not like the M Rags saw, dude. Like, Bonz, just absolute no-go?
Nah, it's a no-go. I don't think she likes your voice, like, as a whole, like, entire, like, you know what I mean? I just don't think she likes your voice.
There's no shot that she can stand your voice and can't stand mine. I won't believe that for a second.
There's a lot of things she can stand about me that I don't know why.
True.
I think it's, if I wasn't as good looking as I was and rich, I don't think she'd be with me. So
yeah, clearly it's obviously a combination of those two things. I mean, you're basically at the peak of both. Yeah, the richest guy I know, the most handsome guy I know. Yeah, there's no doubt about it, right?
Yeah, agreed.
We're going to be testing new intros because, you know, we can't be opening up a pod with cringe. I mean, Bronz, have you always thought the Saw dude was cringe, or like, you know, you were just
never, I wasn't a fan.
You're just never, you're a good
kid.
Me?
I didn't. No, I was just, yeah, you're a good kid.
What, you don't want to break my heart? It's not breaking my heart. I want, you know, like, come on.
I'm not going to call it out. It's whatever.
Why not? I'm an adult. I can take criticism. You texted me that exact line the other day. And what? I'd like the same. I am an adult. I can take criticism.
Yeah. All right. From now on, I'll let you know. But there's going to be a lot of times where I'm like, buddy, this shit's cringe.
Yeah. Cut me midway through. Don't even let me finish it.
I know. But what I think is cringe is you might not think it's cringe. Like, I think you playing chess is cringe.
No, the people love it. The people love it. And I'm going to become a grandmaster. So,
yeah, I don't think that's happening.
Wait, you want to know what's cringe is you always calling it checkers, thinking you're funny.
I'm a funny guy.
You are definitely funny. You've had shining moments. I wouldn't say that's the top of your game.
No, but you shoot 100 shots, you know, they're not all going to go in.
True. That's true. Wait, you want to hear like a verbal meme right now? So this is what I think anytime I make a good tweet, particularly off the One Bullet Pod account. You know the picture of the Ninja Turtles where it's like the sensei is with the baby turtles?
Yep.
And then it's the big Ninja Turtles all grown up with the sensei walking them on. That's like you and then me, like carrying the Twitter. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah. It's like you're grooming the youth, for sure.
Yep.
For sure.
Let's do it.
But anyway, Bonds, you want to introduce our series that we've been talking about for a while and was almost the name of this podcast?
Yep. So like you said, since inception, we thought, you know, how can we differentiate ourselves with other gaming podcasts in the space? And one of the big things that stuck out for us is who we get to play with, who we've played with in the past, who we've built relationships with, a lot of them being professional athletes, whether it's NFL, NHL, you know, MMA, whatever sport it may be. And what we realize is playing with these people, they're not that different from us. Yes, more athletic.
A lot more, yeah.
Taller, stronger.
Better looking.
You know, better. Maybe you.
Yeah.
No, probably both. But, like, what I always thought is, like, they're not that different from us. Once the headsets is on and we're shooting the shit, they're not that different. A lot of these guys are really passionate about gaming. They're just really fucking athletic, too. You know what I mean? Yeah. So what I noticed is they still have that competitive edge. They still like to compete in Warzone. Megan Anderson said she's more intimidated in the gulag than a UFC ring. Like, does that make sense to you?
It's mind-boggling.
So we have stories like that. They have stories that we want to uncover and figure out how did these how did they start playing Warzone?
Right.
Streaming on Twitch. I know quarantine is a big thing for a lot of these people, so I'm excited. We have a handful of guests already lined up. So
yeah. And even for the most part, it's like people that I would have never thought I would ever interact with in my life, like actually speak with, maybe a couple tweets, right? You can get a tweet here or there because you're just typing to really like no one on the other end. Does that make sense? Like on Twitter, it's just a username. When you're actually talking to someone, right? You've played with Julio Jones, right? We've played with Mike Williams. I played with Leonard Fournette, Megan Anderson, right? PFT, Hank, Smitty, we've played with all these guys. And it's like, I would never think I would actually have like real friendships, relationships, Warzone bat, like with these individuals. And that's the really cool thing that has come out of, you know, this entire quarantine. And just like you said, realizing that these individuals, even though they're professional athletes, and to us, it looks like, right, I would consider them on like the top of the world, if you will, but they're just really down to earth people that just want to win Warzone games, get the DMR nerfed, and just have a good time and use gaming almost as like their escape, just the same way we do. But it's really interesting to see. So this Behind the Gamer series is going to go into like these professional athletes or, you know, these content creators and look at why they got into gaming and more importantly, streaming, what it is to them. Because, you know, we played with a few NFL guys and like, they don't want to talk football when they're gaming. Like when they're gaming, it is gaming. And one of the biggest examples of this is Mighty Mouse, Demetrius Johnson, who is probably the most dominant bantamweight and flyweight of all time. I mean, he would just destroy everyone. And he was like the first professional athlete I saw streaming on the regular. And one of the interesting things about his stream, though, is that he usually does not like to talk about the UFC, does not like to talk about the MMA, does not like to talk about fighting. He wants his stream to be fully focused on gaming because it's interesting to him, like, you know, the UFC and fighting, like that really is his job, where it's like gaming is his escape. So if you were to talk about it, it would just be constant UFC. So he uses that as like a getaway, which is really interesting. I mean, he's been streaming on Twitch forever. I want to say 4 or 5 years. But then you bring in these other people and like now a lot of other people are starting to game and stream. And it's, you know, it's their getaway where they can do something, hang out, build up more of their personality. And also, Bonds, we're going to be doing our own episodes on these at a later date as well, where it's like we get into, you know, why you started streaming, why I started streaming and gaming, because for professional athletes and internet personalities already, streaming is like a win-win, right? You already have the audience, you already have the fan base. But to stream, especially back when we did, right? I started in 2016, you started in early Fortnite days. You were kind of taking a leap there. You were putting yourself out there. But nowadays, it's like the cool thing to do is stream. So I'm really excited about this Behind the Gamer segment. And our first Behind the Gamer is going to be with Adam Gaudet. Shout out Hockey God, who scored in his home opener.
That was fun. This is a good goal. I think it was a one-timer, a slap shot.
Nice. That's our boy.
I tweeted him too. I said, I had to Google some hockey terms because I'm not a big hockey guy.
You're a bender, bro. You're a bender.
What I said was, I said bar down or it doesn't count. That's when the puck hits the top post and goes in. Yeah.
You had to look that up. Well, you probably looked up like what is a hockey, like literally like common hockey terms, right?
Yeah. Like dump the puck, ice the puck.
Yeah. Wait, so cycle. You were never a Chell guy or anything like that? Even like
NHL? No, I was. I'm kind of exaggerating there. I used to watch I was a big Bruins fan back in the day. Like,
yeah.
Back in the day, back in the 90s. Wow. The old Boston Garden.
You want to know something crazy? When it depends on how early the 90s, at the latest, I was 3 years old. So think about that for a second, Bonds. Back in years.
I was nine.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So think about that. But so we're really excited to have Adam Gaudet on the next episode of the pod, episode 6. I'll be featuring Behind the Gamer with Adam Gaudet. Bonzer.
Yeah.
Skills-based matchmaking in Warzone. Have you seen this website?
SBMMWarzone.com?
Yep.
It's favorited on my computer. Every time I see someone post a screenshot, like, hey, look, man, I got 30 kills. I click in and be like, well, you killed fucking robots. So suck my ass.
Well, did you see the update that they just came out with on the website? Or is it actually Activision?
Yes. Why? So Activision, what? They blocked the ability for their profiles to be seen? Is that what they did?
Yeah. So basically, Activision made it sound like this was an invasion of privacy, where now they're blocking. Like, you have to set your Warzone recent matches or your Warzone profile to public, where now it's defaulted as private. So now the SBMM Warzone website will not work unless your profile is public. And now all these content creators that have gotten a lot of heat, they're not going public. There's no doubt.
No way.
There's no way because they're catching all this heat because so many people are getting exposed. And the thing that frustrates me the most is people built legitimate businesses, communities, all off them being like a quote unquote god at the game. Whereas like, hey, if you're dropping 40 bombs on, you know, 0.5 KDs average median, where it's like we're facing off against 1.5 median, which means we're on TTV, Facebook Gaming, like, and how many thousands of dollars have these players scammed out of tournaments, out of other people they played against? It's like ridiculous.
Yeah, it's robbery. I've lost hundreds of dollars to people who have been doing this. And how are tournaments going to go about? Because I know you have to be able to track your stats in tournaments right now. So what are they going to do? Everyone's going to have to make their shit public before they...
That's what I'm wondering. So that's what I think is going to happen. For example, you sign up for like, you know, GGG tournament, right? Kill Race tournament. I would imagine it's in their terms that you have to set your profile to public. And I know a lot of tournaments are trying to do some weighing system. Like, all right, if you get a silver lobby, you get times point, whatever this number is. I don't know what the number is exactly decided on. But one thing that I want to mention that's absolute BS is there are certain people that are clearly doing this on Warzone. I play a ton of Warzone. I wanted to make sure I wasn't being fraudulent in my accusations of these people where I was like, you know, they're doing something shady to get into bot lobbies consistently. Every now and then, everyone's going to get blessed with a bot lobby, right? Every now and then. If you're telling me someone has like a 5 KD and they're getting bronze lobbies 5 times out of 10 games, that is absolute BS because I'm someone, I only have a 3.8. I am in diamond, 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 diamond. The only time I dip below gold is if I'm playing solos. And that makes sense because how often do you even see good players playing solos? Like, not often. No. Have you ever played a solo game, Bonzer?
No, I solo squad because I'm a fucking man.
All right, Joe.
Sorry.
Relax over there.
But yeah, solos, yeah, it's less.
That's what I'm saying.
Less skillful players are playing solos.
Yeah, so they need to just fill up the lobby at some point. So the only time I've looked and I've even like been in silver or even low gold lobbies, like there was a reason. I was playing with someone who had a low KD. Like, it makes sense. I'm looking at some other people, you know, 5KD, 5KD, 4KD, 3KD, and they're in a bronze 5. Yeah. Like, what?
And those guys aren't playing with low KD players.
Yeah, no, The team KD is like a 15 or a 20 in squads. Like, how is that possible? I'm really infuriating.
I've heard other theories too, where like Symphony had a video where he was saying, yeah, I'm hearing a lot of things about Activision placing content creators in easier lobbies. He's like, right. What do you want me to do about that? Like, I'm not asking them, hey, put me in easier lobbies.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I can see his side. Like, hey, if something's going on behind the scenes that they don't know about, like, it's out of their control.
Yeah. So this is where, like, I'll be honest, is I personally don't really care too much about the big content creators unless those creators are doing this in tournaments. But, like, where I'm getting annoyed is that the people who no one knew about before Warzone, now they have like a community, they have viewership, they have a following, and it's all based on like bot lobbies, but it's now just getting exposed. Like, that's where I think I'm the most annoyed, because Symphony was a Fortnite pro. Like, he's been proven that he's disgusting at video games, and he is nasty.
Same thing.
Yeah. So I could understand why Symphony could be whitelisted for Activision, but you can't tell me Joe Schmo over here is whitelisted because he streams on Twitch with like 50 to 100 viewers. Like, there's no way. You know what I mean?
No, exactly. There's a lot of rats that have been, and this has happened in Call of Duty forever. Search and destroy way back in the day. There's always rats trying to get that little edge.
Whether always.
It's offline, wall hacks, aimbot, router issues, using a backup account to get easier lobbies, whatever that method is, which I'm probably going to try soon, to be honest. But it's like, how much damage has been done that we don't even know about? Like,
that's what I'm saying. Going on for? I mean, I initially thought the MFAM gauntlet was canceled because there was something going on where it was just too much of a hassle or something with sponsors. But like, it seems like Nick Merckx and a lot of these pros knew about this way back in the day. I mean, we're talking MFAM gauntlet stopped in what, July, I think was the last one, maybe early August. So this is 5 months ago. That's crazy.
And how many, so Nick had a Twitter video about it. He was being open, like, hey, this has been going on for a while. You think he knows names? And
just yeah, I think he has an idea.
I'd love to see that list.
I would love to as well. I would love to. I don't know if it'll ever come out.
No, I don't think so. I think it's going to be hard to prove. Like, we're going to go back months and be like, well, hey, look how many bronze lobbies you got in a row. I don't know.
Yeah, right. It's interesting.
Yeah.
It's very interesting. And it really all started in that last MFAM gauntlet where someone was hosting on Hawaiian servers because they truly were like from Hawaii. Like, that's how it all started. And I didn't understand all the jokes on Twitter that day. I didn't understand. And now I'm like, God damn, that's insane.
Oh, yeah. I saw so many Hawaiian flags or like,
yeah,
people doing that Hawaiian fucking whatever that dance is.
Yeah.
But big announcement on your end.
Are you talking about the New Zealand dance? Like the haka or something?
No, like the hula hula, like the fucking hula dancers.
Dude, we're going to get flamed for this, but it's all right.
Like I don't know.
Let's switch topics before we, you know, absolutely, you know, embarrass ourselves. Barstool Gaming League, new tournament coming. New tournament was announced yesterday, January 14th. It's looking like it's going to be a kill race. There's going to be captains of the 12 franchises in Barstool. And these captains are going to pick a team. I think the captains have the option to play, but I don't know how many captains are actually going to be playing, but it seems like it's going to be a really interesting tournament. I'm really excited for it.
Yeah, I'm excited. I saw it as well. I'm hoping I can get a spot. I know a guy, someone I do a podcast with, he's casting the tournament.
Dude, you think I would vouch for you? You're out of your mind.
I'll stop doing the podcast.
All right, we can finally get some more 5-star reviews.
I have your address too, so I wouldn't do that.
I hate when you resort to that. Like, leave my family alone.
The reason I did all this, like make fake merch, have my wife do it, is to get your address to have that little edge on you.
Have you ever seen the movie? I think it was Now You See Me. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
it's like
a
bunch of magicians, and they ask the billionaire on the plane like all these random questions. Like they weave it into the conversation. That's what you're doing to me, basically.
Yeah,
it's like, oh, you know, by the way, what was your fourth grade teacher's name? It's like, oh, what? Why?
Yep. So yeah, that's what's going on. So yeah, I'm not going to say I'm going to go to your house if you don't get me in this tournament, but it's only 3 hours.
I'm saying no promises. And, you know, if I have to vouch between you and, you know, some sweat, who's probably a decent human being, like probably enjoys weddings and Christmas.
Yeah.
It's going to be tough. Let me just say that.
Yeah. So I'm coming back to Warzone. I believe, especially if I get picked, obviously if I get picked, I'm coming back like full time. I'm a grinder. I just need something to play for. So if I do see that your boy Bonds gets picked, I'll be back and probably going to win it, if I'm being honest. I think it's, what, a 10K decap?
I think it's 9. It's either 9 or 10, but yeah.
So yeah,
you have some room to work with.
Yeah, like a couple of threes on the team, 3-3-3. Like, you know, should be fun. I would like to – what team do you think would be the funnest? I it's got to be part of my take, no?
Yeah, I would think so.
I'd love to play with PFT, but I'd want him to play. I know it would hurt our chances. But I feel like every captain should be playing.
Well, I wonder though, would PMT have two captains technically? Because Hank plays, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then so does PFT. Now Laidley has been playing. Yeah. So I wonder. It would be cool though.
They could switch off like every other.
They could. Or... They actually could. That would be an interesting take. Like, it's really a 4-man team, but PFT and Hank switch off every game.
You know
what
they should do? They should have to like have the captain play for like an hour or something.
Ooh, I don't hate that idea.
Do you know what I mean? Like the captain substitutes in for like couple games. I don't know, maybe not an hour, but just to kind of spice it up. There's gonna be a few stacked teams, of course.
Yeah, always.
I know White Sox Dave has a few dogs probably on the ringer, so
true. But you know, if White Sox Dave plays, that could even out the teams. You never know how it's gonna work. You know what I mean? But with that, could be getting easier lobbies. It's an interesting dynamic. Yeah. You know? Might see a return of the mop. I think we are going to see a return of the mop.
I also saw no reverse boosting.
No reverse boosting confirmed. Rone
made it clear.
Made it clear. So that's a win. That's a win, a small win.
Yeah, that's a win. There's got to be more ways to... I didn't see wall hacks banned.
Yeah, you want to be honest, that was not announced. I'm sure there's got to be rules. Well, did you already submit your duo yet, or did you sign up for it already?
So I didn't submit a duo. I don't have a duo. So I don't know how that... Why do you have to submit a duo? If there's three people getting picked... And everyone submits a duo. Like, isn't there somebody left out on that team?
Could be. but maybe the captains are playing. Possibly. You know?
Do you know what I mean? I don't know. I don't know how that works.
That's fair.
You'll have to talk to one of your guys over at Barstool Sports.
Never heard of them. Never heard of them.
Pretty big media company.
Semi, semi, say the least. But yeah, so that's gonna be really exciting. I think it's every Thursday going forward, and then it's I believe the Wednesday before the Super Bowl. So it's a 3-week event, and then I think the last week they're doing a custom lobby like special extravaganza for the championship, and there's supposed to be some special guests in there. So I'm really excited about that as well.
Should be good.
Should be fun. And now, listener questions. All right, listener question. This is a really good question sent to us at onebulletpod@gmail.com. Either shoot us an email. Email's probably the easiest, right? Because Bonds, it can get kind of lost in the Twitter sphere sometimes if someone shoots us a question on Twitter. So I would say probably email is the best way to get your questions in.
Yeah, we get less emails than tweets by 100%. So email's probably the best way, and it's easy to organize.
Dude, I'm looking at the emails right now. Elon Musk wants us to sponsor Tesla. Elon Musk wants Tesla to sponsor us. So we'll talk about that off stream. We'll talk about it if we
want. I'm more of a Kia guy.
I thought you'd be more of like a Toyota guy, honestly.
Nah, I'm modest. Just a Kia.
Yeah, just a Kia and then the Porsche for the wife.
Yeah, she likes to be fancy.
All right, that's fair. But anyway, this is coming in from Call Me Sieb, who played with the Barstool at JCU, John Carroll University. These guys were absolute slayers in the tournament. And I got to get a couple games with them because we are going to dominate. They're going to put me right into the backpack. But he brought up a really interesting question that I think is going to cause a little bit of a debate, which I actually am really excited for, to be honest with you, because it is an interesting topic. So basically TSM, right? Team Solo Mid, Zexro. I'm pronouncing that right? Zexro?
Zexro, yeah.
You know this guy?
Little Fortnite rat. Yeah, he's just a little rat.
Does he have a driver's license yet?
Maybe like he's probably close. Like he might still drive with his mom, like permit.
All right.
Parking lots here and there. But he's a little rat. All these Fortnite kids, they're so sarcastic and so ratty.
Right.
You never know like when they're memeing.
Yeah, or when they're serious.
Yeah. So like I don't know. Read the question.
Okay. So basically, Zex made this claim that Fortnite requires more aiming skills than CSGO. And in the past, right, a lot of gamers know CSGO is like the number one game to judge your aim. And like, it's a hardcore, hardcore competitive game. Sieb agrees with Zex, but a lot of people are rejecting this claim. And then Sieb kind of goes into why he thinks Fortnite requires more aiming skills than CSGO. And I got to be honest, he does bring up some very, very, very interesting points. And most of his argument has to do with the fact that Fortnite requires better tracking. You're hitting a moving target. You got to snap onto people, right? If you're in someone's box, how do you quickly adjust and just click on the head? But I'm having a tough time really going all in on the Fortnite or other FPS titles because CSGO, it's like if you miss a headshot, you're dead. You're dead, right? Especially in that first pistol round. I've never played CSGO. Bonds, have you played or dabbled in the art of CSGO?
Very little when it like, not first came out, but a long time ago, I would watch my brother play it. And I naturally thought it'd be good. I played Search and Destroy Call of Duty, and that's a similar concept. But like you said, the penalty for missing a shot is your life.
Yeah.
As the other titles, you know, Call of Duty, you can miss a few bullets and you'll be fine.
Right.
Fortnite, you can miss a whole clip and be fine.
Yeah.
Like there's just so many other things in Fortnite that can shooting is very, very low, especially with an assault rifle.
Right.
On a
talking
scale
about the
of
skill life. On Fortnite. Or what are you talking about there? When you're saying like the shooting on Fortnite is low.
Like assault rifle shooting. Right. Like you can't compare it to Counter-Strike shooting, I don't think.
Yeah, it's that same factor of Bloom. So for those of you who don't know what Bloom is, it's almost like Fortnite's way to try to counteract spraying and praying. So the longer you hold down your trigger, the wider the spread is on your shots, right? Obviously, wider spread on shots is not good, especially when in Fortnite, right, the characters are relatively small compared to the crosshairs. Right, Fortnite and CSGO characters roughly, you know, the same-ish height, maybe CSGO a little bit smaller, but comparing a game like Call of Duty, where the player is a lot bigger, Bloom is a great counteract to spraying and praying, because the longer you shoot, the wider your bullets go, the harder it is to hit your shots in Fortnite. So with Fortnite, it's a lot more of tap fire and learning how to control that first shot accuracy. But the whole thing with CSGO is, just like you talked about, if you miss your shot, you're like dead. I've watched CSGO a lot, especially when it was on TV. That was really cool. It was on like TBS and stuff. I actually went to ESL1 last November in the Barclays Center. I saw Team Australis play against Team Liquid, which was one of the coolest things to watch. But it's almost like the case of, if someone plays a game battle search and destroy match on Call of Duty versus a domination match, those gunfights are so, so, so different, because the gunfights in a search and destroy wager or competitive game, it's so much more tense. And you know you have to hit every single shot, which is like, that's constant CSGO, right?
Yeah.
Bonzo, you've been playing a lot of Fortnite lately. If you shoot at a guy and miss with your AR, like, what happens?
I reload, I close up my window and my fort, and that's it. Like, there's really no penalty. Like, there's not, in Fortnite, you're not seeing many AR, you know, rifle to rifle combat. Right. Maybe with the sniper. But you're not seeing many assault rifle exchanges like you do in Call of Duty. And like you said, search and destroy is much more tense. Every gunfight matters.
Right.
You only have so many lives. So it's really hard for me to think about Fortnite being harder to aim than Counter-Strike.
What about if you're in a box fight with shotguns? I would say in the argument, it's the same thing, right? When me and you get into a box, for whatever reason, my gun hits harder, whether it's aim, whether it's paying, for whatever reason, it does. But luck. It feels like, I was going to say that a lot of Fortnite headshot shotgun shots do feel more on the side of luck than they do on the side of like, yo, I am wrecking people. And obviously, you know, the more consistently you do, you can say like luck is removed. But if you're tapping people on the head on CSGO, like that is raw skill. That is like raw skill reaction time. But I also see what Seb is saying, because CSGO, you are like holding down angles. And if someone hits that angle, it's like reaction time, boom, they're dead. Hopefully, as long as you have your aim lined up. But on that same topic, right? If you miss that shot, like it is so punishing, where Fortnite, Call of Duty, you miss some shots, you're really not punished nearly as hard as you are in CSGO, where it's like your life matters so much.
Yeah. So the scale for me is like, it matters the most in Counter-Strike, kind of matters in Call of Duty, doesn't really matter in Fortnite. Unless, like I said, there's a sniper. I don't know. Like I said, you're not getting into many AR fights.
Yeah.
And it seems like there's a lot more luck with assault rifles in Fortnite, with shotguns in Fortnite, because of Bloom. Somebody might get that lock on, you know, they might be spraying and they might get that, the RNG Bloom.
Right.
I feel like Bloom is RNG as well.
So RNG, it's crazy.
So Counter-Strike, I don't really see any RNG.
Yeah, I agree with you there. And even Fortnite shotgun battles, yes, aim does matter a lot. Obviously, we're not trying to discount aim in Fortnite, but it just feels like there's a little bit more randomness, especially with like this tactical shotgun meta.
The shotgun pellets they're RNG.
Yeah.
Like if you're hitting someone in the head, okay, it's going to hit in the head. But I've had countless times where I've hit somebody upper chest with a, you know, blue tack, and I've got like 24, you know what I mean?
428. It's tame. So it's a wet napkin.
Shotguns, I feel like, are always kind of like that, where there's so many pellets being sprayed. It's hard to control. Like, okay, is this pellet hitting? Is this pellet hit? Like, how many pellets are actually hitting?
Yeah.
So I know Fortnite's had an issue in the past where people are like, dude, I hit that kid for 24 white. Like,
right. Yeah. I mean, I would say that the aiming mechanics are obviously very different from game to game, but I think the harder game to master aiming wise specifically is CSGO. And CSGO has a really bizarre recoil pattern where it's like the more you shoot, your gun's like on the ground. Like it's very, very bizarre. It goes
downwards.
It has like some obscure recoil pattern, like that doesn't make sense. Because,
and it's more skillful to control that.
Oh, for sure.
But you're not seeing many people spray, I'm assuming.
That's what I'm saying, is like the really good players, like I watch these guys when I was at ESL, is like someone's on the screen and they're just like dead. Like they just flick, snap, dead, because it's just an immediate headshot. So for me, I'm really on the side of, I think CSGO is much harder to master the aim. So I would say that personally, CSGO requires more aiming skills than Fortnite, but Fortnite requires more versatility of knowing how to hit a moving target, having a different, you know, lead your sniper shot, know how to hit people with like a shotgun and the AR difference. But it is a really interesting debate. And it's definitely something I think maybe we'll put like a poll on Twitter or something, right? Because I'm curious what people think, right? Both of us haven't really had too much experience in CSGO, but like I'm team CSGO here. If you had to pick a side of your bonds, which side are you leaning towards?
Team CSGO.
Yeah, right.
If the question was which game is harder to be a pro at to get to the highest level, I'd say Fortnite.
Ooh, interesting.
Think about it. You have in Counter-Strike, you have to master point and click. Right?
I don't
reaction time. Am I missing something?
Well, I would also say is a big part of CSGO too is like your team, right? For example, if your team's getting pieced, right?
That's true.
You can't really clutch a 1v5. So I do know what you're saying. Like, this is actually good. That's a good question. That's a really good question. I'd probably agree with you there. To be the absolute best, it's probably harder at Fortnite because there's so much more going on.
Yeah.
Mechanics-wise, building mechanics, having that aim down. Like, there are so many different things where CSGO is more holding down angles, reaction time, knowing the map, and playing as a team, you know?
So if you get 100 fights with the best Counter-Strike player, and then you get 100 fights with the best Fortnite player.
Oh, that's fair.
Which one do you kill more often?
Yeah,
I would say Fortnite because it's a controller. You can use a controller. You might get a lucky tac shotgun. But if they have heals on them and you hit them, they're just going to go up and build and you'll never see them again.
Yeah. I honestly I don't think I would be able to touch Boog. I might be able to rip his shield, but that would be the extent of it. Like on a lucky like pump, right?
Yeah, you'd hit him and that's it.
These guys do some crazy stuff and it's just like, they'll literally put you in a blender where it's like, you know, CSGO guys will hold the angle better, probably have a better shot, but you could get a lucky shot and kill them.
Fortnite,
get a lucky shot and kill someone.
Again, there's no controller in CSGO, so right there we're kind of screwed because we're controller people. There's no aim assist, but I think Fortnite is harder to learn than Counter-Strike.
Yeah.
To be at the best.
Yeah, to be the pro at the highest level. I agree with you.
There's just not much going on. That I see in Counter-Strike.
That's fine.
Like I said, I'm sure some hardcore CSGO nerds are going to hear this and say, dude, what about, you know, throwing like strategies, smoke grenades, and like, because I know there's more than to CSGO than that, but
yeah.
Try cranking 90s, buddy.
Yeah. I mean, there is, I think, a bigger skill gap in Fortnite as well. And now that's an interesting one. We're going to leave that up to Twitter. We definitely want to hear you guys with that. And if you want to ask a question, onebulletpod@gmail.com. Now, my favorite segment of the week, coward of the week. But this one is actually a half coward of the week, and drum roll please, it is going to Raven Software. And the reason why we're giving them a half here is because the first nerf of the DMR was an absolute joke. It was an absolute meme. Really didn't even nerf the gun. Pathetic. But this latest update that went live on January 13th actually was a nerf. Bonzer, is it enough to bring you back onto the into Verdansk?
No, not even close. The big reason for that is I'm just sick of playing battle royales for nothing. Like, I just can't, like, for Fortnite, I like playing scrims. It's really hard to win.
Right.
I get a rush from winning, killing people. It's really hard. Warzone, it's just the same shit. There's no ranking systems. Kill race tournaments are a joke. Washed.
Joke.
So, like, what am I going to play? Just sit there and fucking drop in 3 hours and get placed in diamond lobbies all day and rage? Just talking about it, I'm a little pissed off. Like, my blood pressure went up a little bit when you mentioned Warzone.
Really?
Yeah. I just...
That's not good for your health. You know, you're a little bit older. You gotta watch those things.
I know. I've been to the doctors in a couple years too. My wife reminds me every day. Probably 2 years.
You don't go every year to get your physical?
Okay. When they go, what are they going to detect that I didn't already know? They like take my blood pressure.
What?
They don't check inside your body. Like that. You could have, you know what I mean? Like they don't.
But like the blood pressure, it could be like assigned to something else. Bro, that's psychotic. Blood pressure's fine. You don't go to your doctor.
My blood pressure's always been fine.
Dude, but like... All right, that's psycho. I'm not a doctor.
My doctor sucks. He walks in, hey, Bonzer. He doesn't say Bonzer. He says, don't say it. Don't leak. No leaks. He'll be like, hey, Bonzer, how's it going? Washes his hands like with fucking mad lotion. whatever. Shakes my hand. How you feeling? How's it going? Good. Okay, looking at your records here. Blood pressure looks good. Any questions for me?
Like, he checks your heartbeat. No? He checks all these different spots.
Okay, yeah, it's beating. Do you know what I mean? Like, they don't fucking do shit.
You look like a big cough guy. You love the cough, huh?
The finger up the ass cough?
No, you're not 50.
I've gotten that test before.
What?
Yeah.
Why? You're 30.
I had some issues peeing like a couple of years ago. Was it STD related? I don't want any comments. And they actually had they came in and he's like, yeah, it could be your prostate. So I'm like, okay, like, yeah, let's check the prostate. What does that entail? And she said, it's done rectally, like through your rectum. And I said, okay, well, I'm probably just going to go home. I think my prostate's fine. She's like, it's pretty rare someone your age would have an issue, but it's, you know, better safe than sorry. And then she bent me over the table and it was crazy. Prostate's fine, by the way.
Thank God. Yeah. Thank God. It's okay. Thank God you checked.
I go so back probably, weekly. I go back weekly.
Go back to the doctor. Let's be honest.
Yeah. She never called. We didn't go to dinner after.
Wow.
Yeah. It was rude.
Wow. So I guess it makes sense why you don't go to the doctor, but I even more the reason, like, dude, just go to the doctor. But anyway, yeah, Bonzer, you're just something else. Raven Software, half coward of the week. I almost really want to give them the full coward of the week. But they just took over the kind of Warzone, right? Infinity Ward, Activision just got done with it. Like, they handed it over to Raven, so Infinity Ward can start focusing on the next iteration of the Call of Duty series. But half coward of the week is definitely Raven Software in my book. You good with that one, Bonds?
Did they fix the stim glitch? Did they?
Yeah, they did. Thank God.
Do they have an anti-cheat?
No.
What about the invisible glitch?
I think they fixed that. Well, they took out the choppers. They took out the choppers that had the gunners on it. Okay. So that was the glitch. The glitch was if you literally got into the chopper gunner seat and then like left or got downed, you were like invisible.
Yeah.
Some joke like that. But that hasn't been back into the game since it was introduced. So it was in what, the game for like 3 weeks?
Yeah. 3 weeks? When you say Raven took over Activision, I picture Activision all like their employees leaving the fucking office. Mess everywhere. Just paper,
yeah.
Desks on fire. Raven Software comes in and they go, what the fuck did we get ourselves to do?
Dude, it's literally the meme where it's like the kid sitting on the bus in The Simpsons and he's like, I'm in danger. Like, that's Raven Software taking over. Because they're basically, like, we don't know what the hell to do.
I did see that they made $2 billion or something like that. So,
joke.
They have the last laugh at the end of the day because I checked my tax returns. I didn't make $2 billion.
Oh, you had to review the numbers to confirm that?
It was close. Yeah, it was a couple zeros off.
Yeah, couple, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, a couple.
Wow, all right. So maybe, you know, they get an anti-cheat. That's the thing, right? They invest in an anti-cheat. Do they really get more money in their game? That, right? No. Isn't that an interesting?
I don't think they do. Right?
I know. I think they know that.
I feel like they just tease people. Like, they had the biggest meme to me is that they did all this. They put everyone on PC for competitive Call of Duty, World League, whatever.
Yep.
Everything's on PC, but they have no plans of like using an anti-cheat.
That's pathetic. Especially in Cold War. If you're not going to do Warzone, that's one thing. To have Cold War be PC, like you said, on controller and no anti-cheat is an absolute joke. One of my friends, I know we talked about this previously, he said he literally can't play Cold War Wagers because it's just hackers. It's just hackers and kids walling. Like, that's pathetic.
The walling is, to me, more of a thing.
The walling's worse.
Because aimbot, you can detect that. It's pretty easy to tell. But if a kid's walling and search and destroy, he could get away from that. Get away with that for like, for a long time if you play it right. If you're not just using it to your advantage, like give up a few rounds. You know what I mean? Pretend you didn't see that guy.
Yeah.
And then when round 11 comes, it's 5-5 or whatever. Okay. Lucky guess.
So I agree. And the hackers, like, you want to talk about like a real progression is these hackers in war zones are getting so good at hacking. It's actually insane. Toggling on, toggling off, knowing when to hack, when not to hack. It's 800 accounts.
Yeah. Like, I saw a kid had like 200 accounts. He was talking to Frozone. Maybe I forget who he was talking
to. Was it Mertz or Frozone? It was someone. I know what you're talking about.
No, it was Jowo.
It was Jowo. Yeah. He said he's been through 400 accounts and has like 700 more or something. Like, dude, get a life.
That kid should be coward of the week.
I'm down with naming him Coward of the Week. Can we find out his name?
I would love to fight that kid. Just 1v1.
Dude, we'll send
man
it up.
To man. We'll he's probably a kid, so if he's over 18, I'm down.
You literally were down to fight Rowdy Rogan.
True. I'd fight his dad. I have more beef with his dad than him.
You have a lot of beef
with that him. Face when they saw that Rowdy didn't get chosen, that was a serial killer face.
Yeah, that was a...
Like, you know what I'm talking about? I know you saw the video.
That was tough.
That was like he took it personal. And the kid was sad, obviously, but I don't know. I don't know how much of it the dad controls, you know?
Yeah. No, I definitely see your point there. But I don't want to get your blood pressure up. Enough about Rogan. Enough about the Verdansk and Warzone. We hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If you guys want to send us listener questions, onebulletpod@gmail.com. Please leave a 5-star review. Really helps our podcast. And we'll see you guys with the hockey god in the next episode.